Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Wolves. So glad you could tune in here this morning. Hope your week is off to a good start. My name's Alan Horton. You can hit me up on Twitter at Wolves Radio and at Locked On Wolves. It's at Wolves Radio and at Locked On Wolves. You can do what Ryan Hewer did at RT Hewer. At RT Hewer, he tweets at Wolves Radio. It's such a great podcast, Alan. Short and to the point, perfect. No one has time for hour-long podcasts that everyone makes. Ryan, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the kind words. And you're right. Not everybody's got time to listen to an hour, hour and 15 minutes of any topic. And that's part of the idea behind the Locked On Podcast Network. We wanted to do it daily. We wanted to do it in shorter spurts so that people could listen in and get their fill in 10 or 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, and then move on with the rest of their day. So I think it really, I think that really works out. So if you've got any comments or thoughts, hit me up on Twitter at Wolves Radio and at Locked On Wolves. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk about leadership. That's been a big topic the first couple of weeks here. Does anyone need to step up into that leadership void, especially with KG gone? Obviously, Tibbs is a big personality. He's going to be the leader of this team. Is there anyone on the floor that has to step up and be a leader? We'll talk about that. Preseason, we discussed it yesterday. The mammoth 10-day, 6-game, 4,600 miles. I shortchanged the road trip a little bit. I didn't account for the Wolves going from Oklahoma City to wrap up the 6-game road trip back home. So it's really a 4,600-mile trip in the preseason. Tibbs has some comments on that. Also, we'll get some words from the head man on Ed Pinckney, the newest and final Timberwolves assistant. That's all coming up on this edition of Locked On Wolves. LynxBasketball.com/tickets, T-I-X. They've got all your playoff ticket needs. Of course, Game 1 of the WNBA Finals is coming up on Sunday. Sunday and Tuesday, Games 1 and 2. Get your tickets now. It'll all be at Target Center. And if there's a Game 5 needed, that would also be at Target Center. LynxBasketball.com/TIX. LynxBasketball.com/TIX as the Lynx look to go back to back and capture their fourth WNBA title in the last 6 years. Leadership, as I mentioned, a big topic the last couple of weeks, and obviously with Kevin Garnett retiring, and you know, KG was the unquestioned leader of this team last year, and even when he came over in the trade from Brooklyn two seasons ago, even if he's not playing, even if he is playing, his personality is that big, his voice is that loud and commands that much respect. He was the unquestioned leader of this Timberwolves team. Now, we mentioned Tom Thibodeau coming in. He has a very controlling personality and a controlling way of running his team. His voice is going to be the main voice you hear. And, you know, I put that question out there, that do you need someone to step up and be a leader? Karl Anthony Towns has talked about stepping up. He's, despite being just 20 years of age and despite being just in his second year, he certainly has the game to back it up. He's got the smarts to back it up. And you think he could step into that leadership void a little bit. How about Andrew Wiggins? He's got the game to back it up. But really, does his personality match what you would assume a leader is, where you're able to be a vocal if needed? That doesn't mean you have to scream down guys or be the one talking in every huddle. But at some point, you do have to be a little less reserved than we think of Andrew Wiggins being. He lets his game do his talking, but you know what? He said yesterday he wants to be more vocal this season.
I feel comfortable doing it. You know, I feel comfortable talking. You know, it's nice. To me, I feel like this summer was a big summer for me, you know, mentally too. You know, just knowing where I got to be at this year, you know, the responsibility I have this year. You know, because a lot of certain situations, people look up to me. You know, it's my mother's lead. You know, I'm comfortable with what's going on. You know, the plays we're running, the drills we're doing. So why not?
Well, Wiggins mentioned he's looking for a big year for himself. Of course, he spent the summer dedicated to his craft. No playing for Team Canada, decided not to try to help them qualify for the Olympics. And, you know, I think Wiggins was challenged this offseason to take his game to the next level, to the next step, to be a leader, to do more, to get this team to the postseason. And I don't know if he was challenged by Tibbs or the coaching staff, or maybe he just challenged himself to get himself and his team to the next level. Because as Wiggins has made steps each in the first 2 years, we didn't see quite the all-around improvement that maybe I think we were all hoping for in his second season. And that's something he's talked about. He wants to be better in rebounding. I would throw assists in there as well, but he mentioned just rebounding yesterday. And when you look at the top 20 scorers in the NBA, and Andrew Wiggins ranked 19th last year, averaging 20.7 points per game, you know, among those top 20 scorers, Wiggins ranks 18th in rebounds per game. Among the top 20 scorers, he ranks 19th in assists per game. So those that's pretty telling right there. Guys that he is in a group with as far as scoring, but not giving you the production, rebounding, and assist-wise. So, I mean, Andrew seems certainly capable and confident he can be more vocal this season. And guess what? His head coach agrees. Tibbs says, don't let that quiet personality fool you.
Don't be fooled by that. You know, like, winners come in all different personality types. You know, some guys are quiet, but they're fierce inside. Some guys are loud, and you think they're fierce, but they're not. So I'm never fooled by that. I watch what a player's actions. They tell me everything.
Well, 25 years on NBA sidelines, as assistant coach with Team USA, Tibbs has been around his share of fair share of personalities, and whether he's been wherever he's been able to get the best out of guys. And I'd really be surprised if he didn't have the same kind of success here in Minnesota, especially with marquee guys like Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns. Of course, the Timberwolves preseason starts this Saturday. They'll begin a six-game road trip. We'll have one of those games for you available on radio. It'll be Monday, a week from yesterday, at Charlotte on October the 10th. We'll have that broadcast for you. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip time here in the Central Time Zone. And then we'll have another radio broadcast for you coming up on October 21st, also against the Charlotte Hornets. If you can't get your fill of Charlotte Hornets basketball in the preseason, I don't know what to tell you, because we've got it covered. Two games against Charlotte, and we'll have them both for you on our flagship station, 830 WCCO, and all across the Timberwolves radio network. Now, speaking of that preseason schedule, yesterday I spent a lot of time breaking down that wild 10-day, six-game road trip. I mentioned the over 4,600-mile trip, and I mentioned I forgot to put the return leg on that thing to add it up to, I had it 4,000 miles instead of 4,600. It's going to be a long trip of the preseason, but Tibbs talked about it today, and he's looking to take advantage of it.
We're going on the road for 8 days now, so that'll give us more time together as a group. I think you can't help but get to know each other a lot better. And, you know, we'll do things during the course of the year, team dinners and things like that. I think that's important. I think to have respect for each other, to play for each other, to play to win. You do it as a group. It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. So that stuff goes a long way.
So Tibbs then expanded a little bit on his kind of philosophy. You know, he was talking about taking the Timberwolves out of the Mayo Clinic Square, the courts at Mayo Clinic Square, for training camp. He has done it where he's taken his team to a foreign site rather than doing it at the practice facility. When during his time in Chicago, he did it both ways. And he really thought about getting out of the Twin Cities to get his team out, away from distractions, those kind of things. But I think he realized a couple of things. First, he wanted to take advantage of Mayo Clinic Square. It's set up perfectly. I mean, it's easy in, easy out for the guys. They've got everything they need right there. They've got a couple of courts. They've got all their facilities. They've got all their video machines. They've got their weight room. They've got their kitchen. They got all that kind of stuff. And what the long road trip allows him to do is to have kind of the getting away and the bonding and the team building type of exercises that you often get when you go offsite. So it's a long road trip. I think Tibbs said 8 days. I have it at 10 days because they got a back-to-back in there as well. Six games in 10 days. But you kind of get the best of both worlds from the coach's perspective. You get to be at home and get familiar with the courts at Mayo Clinic Square and how that's going to function throughout the year. You get all the benefits of having all those amenities right there. And then also you get to go on the road, and you're going to spend a lot of time on the road because you go from east to central, back to east, back to central, all over the place. We mentioned all the stops in the preseason yesterday. But you still get that opportunity to be in the hotels, be on buses, be on planes together, and kind of build that that camaraderie that coaches like to see. But, you know, back to my point yesterday about the preseason just being too darn long, I think my point still stands. The preseason is too long. You've got to start the season earlier. You've got to get a better product out on the floor for all as many of those 82 games as you can. Speaking of the preseason, the players have already begun looking forward to going up against someone in a different colored jersey. Shabazz Muhammad was among them. He talked about that yesterday.
Definitely. I mean, you always want to get, you always get antsy to play a game, but I think it's been great for us to really get a routine, and everybody's been playing really hard, and coach has been demanding a lot out of us, which is a really good thing. He's going to get the best out of us. So I'm really pleased on what I'm doing and what the team's doing. And like I said, it's been a great routine for us to keep following.
Definitely, Boz. I hear you. Boz is great. He's one of my favorites, always approachable, great personality, really pulling for him this year. It's a big year for him being a restricted free agent. You just hope that he can take his game to another level and get himself a spot in the rotation, because I think Boz, you know, for the second straight year, he led the league in points per touch, which is you know, it's certainly, on one hand, you'd like to have a more all-around game and a guy who can do a number of different things for you, but there's some value in a guy who has that scoring mentality, and every time he touches the ball, he's a threat to score. And so I think there really is a role for Boz in this league and hopefully on this team. But I got a chance to talk to him a little bit afterwards. I wanted to ask him about his sister. He has an older sister named Asia, and Asia Muhammad is a professional tennis player. So, I mean, the Muhammad family, we know about Shabazz's dad, how he really was the driving force behind Boz into basketball and pushing him in that direction. And it was the same thing with Asia in tennis. And Asia is coming off a U.S. Open performance where she had her best performance of her professional career. She and her doubles partner got to the quarterfinals. They lost to a team that went on to win the doubles championship. So she is ranked 45th in the WTA standings in doubles. She's ranked 175th in singles, so a little bit further ways to go in singles. But it's amazing the athleticism within that family with Shabazz and then with Asia. And, you know, both the parents were very good athletes on the West Coast at Long Beach State, Shabazz and Asia's mother. Of course, the dad was a great athlete as well. And I don't know if you remember, but Stephon Page, 9 years as a wide receiver with the Kansas City Chiefs, that is Shabazz and Asia's uncle. And I was looking up Stephon Page. You kind of go down the rabbit hole of when you look something up and that leads to something up and that leads to something else. Next thing you know, I realized that Stephon Page set the NFL record for most receiving yards in a game. He was playing for Kansas City against San Diego. It was back in 1985. He had 309 yards receiving. Just incredible. He also had a stretch of a catch in 83 straight games, which was a Chiefs record until Tony Gonzalez, the tight end, who's now retired, finally broke that. But incredible career for Paige, and what an athletic family that is. So if you're into tennis a little bit, keep an eye out for Asia Muhammad. I saw Shabazz tweet about that, and I talked to him a little about that. I love tennis growing up. Shabazz plays tennis as well. He's going to try to get out to the U.S. Open one of these days. Crosstown, the Vikings are off to a great start to the season. Check out Locked On Vikings. Sage Rosenfels, Sam Ekstrom, they got you covered. Big Vikings win again. They're now 4-0 as they defeat the New York Giants last night on Monday Night Football. Locked On Vikings. Just go to Audio Boom and search Locked On Vikings, and you can find that podcast wherever you find a podcast on the internet. Ed Pinckney, you know, yesterday was his first official day as an assistant coach. He has been a guest coach, technically, the first couple of weeks of training camp as they worked out his deal. Remember, he resigned from the top assistant spot in Denver under Mike Malone, and all the rumors were that he was coming to Minnesota. Well, it took a little while for them to hammer all that stuff out, but it finally got hammered out. He is finally an assistant coach. He spent 2 years with the Wolves back in the 07-08 season under Randy Whitman, and then the 08-09 season under Whitman / Kevin McHale. So good to have Big Ed back. He's got Tibbs talked about having him back and having that experience, not only as a player, but as an assistant coach. Plus, he's done TV. Plus, he's worked in the front office. He thinks Ed really compliments the staff. And it was interesting. Tibbs said, you know, he was asked, you know, does Ed provide a need, especially working with the bigs? And Tibbs immediately jumped in. He says, you know, I'm not a big believer in that. He doesn't like specific coaches for specific positions. He likes, quote, all of our coaches involved in all aspects, unquote. That means offense, defense, player development, game planning. And he said something interesting. He goes, I want all my coaches preparing to be head coaches. So I thought that was interesting. As a guy in Tibbs who worked his way up through the system as an assistant coach in college, jumping to the NBA and, you know, attending practices of other head coaches. I mean, that's how he got the job with the Timberwolves initially under Bill Musselman. Bill Musselman was the head coach of the Albany Patroons in the CBA. Meanwhile, Tibbs is across, you know, down the Mass Pike there from Albany to Boston. That's where Tibbs was an assistant coach with the Harvard basketball team. And somehow they got connected and Tibbs would drive out, see the practices, go to camps with him. And then next thing you know, when Musselman got the job in Minnesota, he offered Tibbs the assistant coaching job. And as they say, the rest is history. Tibbs has never left the NBA since. So he knows how that system works with coaches, and he wants to give his assistants every opportunity possible. So good to have Ed Pinckney back. I think that rounds out the staff extremely nicely with Andy Greer, Rick Brunson, and Ryan Saunders. That's going to do it for this Tuesday edition of Locked On Wolves. Thanks so much for tuning in. Timberwolves will have an off day coming up today, and then they'll have a practice Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday they may have a practice before they take off, or they may take off and then practice when they get to Kansas City, setting up for the big matchup against the Miami Heat. That's right, the Wolves and Heat in Kansas City, the Sprint Center. There'll be no local TV or local radio for that one. We'll have to see if we can somehow find some live streaming of the Heat television broadcast, if in fact they are broadcasting that game. Hit me up on Twitter at Wolves Radio and at Locked On Wolves, at Wolves Radio and at Locked On Wolves. Thanks so much for following there. Thanks for your comments, your thoughts, your suggestions. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been Locked On Wolves, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.